Speaking of wieners.
Uh-oh. Yes, wiener segue on the Johnny B Show.
I was watching this Vice
Never
video
happens.
About these Colombian guys that bang donkeys.
Oh.
For real, though. Not like, oh, I saw a donkey show. Like, they're in the rural, like,
what?
Northern part of Colombia.
Really?
And they had this, like, white Canadian dude. Maybe he's from, maybe he's American.
Why does he got to be white?
Well, he was white. Oh. He was the host of the show. And
I was
he
just
went,
asking why he was.
Yeah, why does his color matter, Anna?
Because color matters, guys. I'm just describing the guys.
You're painting a picture.
I'm trying to paint this picture that he looked out of place.
Oh, it's gotcha.
All right, so he's from New York or something. He goes to Colombia, and he hears about this group of men that bang donkeys. And he saw it, and he went to these rural places, and these kids were, like, bragging about, you know, like when you're a kid and you're bragging about how many girls you made out with?
Yeah.
These kids were bragging about how many donkeys they banged. It was crazy. Can I post it on the Johnny B Show?
What?
It's a Vice video. There's no nudity or anything in it. They blur everything out. But the line of the night, it was the best thing ever. The white guy is he's waiting for the Colombian guy to get ready with the donkey.
Yeah.
And he walks back behind the bush where
Hell
him
yeah.
and the donkey are like
why
getting
they,
it on.
Why they gotta be in a bush? You can't
well, it was,
treat the donkey
it was
right.
Behind the bush.
Why can't he just go to like a hotel
well,
room?
Well, that's what they did. They were letting him get ready. And
get
then
ready.
They, and then they. And then
who was getting ready? The donkey or the guy?
The donkey and the Colombian guy.
What does the donkey
was,
have to do
he
to
was
get ready?
Grooming the donkey and he was getting himself ready.
I know, but what
he's,
do you. How do you groom a donkey?
I don't know. He was leading
he's
it to pasture.
Sweet talking it. You lift up his
know,
big
know,
floppy ear and you're like, what's up, donkey? How you
listen,
feeling right
listen
now?
Listen to me. So then the white guy gives him like a couple minutes,
oh,
right?
Boy.
Then he walks behind. Everything's blurred out, but you can see what's going on. And he just comes back. He runs away and he's like, you know, I thought this was going to be really funny, but now I'm just really bummed out. And I cried. I cried. Me and Thomas and his roommates were watching it.
No,
we rewinded that
out.
Part. He was like, you know, it's just like, I guess you know, be careful what you wish for, because I really just thought that was going to be like funny and get some laughs. But, you know, now I'm just really bummed out.
Aww.
Can I post it?
Yeah.
Okay, no, cool.
Yeah. I don't see why we shouldn't be able to do that.
I was trying to follow that.
Okay.
I was kind of morbidly creeped out by it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It's a documentary, dude. You know, it's for
it's
educational
Vice videos.
Reasons.
It's a donkey effing documentary.
Whoa,
I get it.
Oh, easy, buddy.
That's what I got out of that.
We're a terrestrial radio program.
We
will not
are terrestrial.
Tolerate any of that.
Hey, we're not the one banging donkeys. It's just happening. People need to know about it.
Now, was it all about one donkey or was it a lot of donkeys?
Lots of donkeys. This guy was bragging about banging 100 donkeys.
One guy.
One guy said he had banged 100 different donkeys.
How many guys were banging donkeys?
Like, most of Colombia has
Shut
at
up.
Least banged a donkey. That's what the picture they were painting.
It's weird.
And they were bragging about it.
Hey, that's the topic for Narco Season 4.
I'm posting it on the Johnny B Show Facebook page so you guys don't think I'm crazy. This really happens.
That is disgusting. That is, and how was the demeanor of the donkeys when you, did they seem like they were into it or did they seem like they didn't want to be there?
I'm going to just say they seemed like they weren't not into it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like they weren't really struggling. They didn't seem to be super enthused.
Were
but
they trying to like run?
No, but they weren't not into it. That's what I'm going to say.
Were they flirty?
No.
Okay.
They were just very passive.
Yeah, you know I mean, like
I don't think they were really impressed by the human wiener.
Wait, I wouldn't think
they're
they
like,
would be.
Meh.
Yeah.
Mm. I've been dealing with donkey wiener.
Yeah. I'm over
this
here playing.
Is like,
I'm playing words with friends with my hooves. I can't even tell he's here.
Are you tickling me? Why are you poking me? I don't know. It's very strange. But it's definitely worth a watch? Question mark.
Just a little bit more entertaining than donkey banging. I don't know if you saw yesterday, but our Tampa Bay Buccaneers won.
Yes.
Who did they play?
Who did they play?
The Bills?
No.
Oh, the
no.
What other team do I know? The Falcons?
No.
The Cardinals?
Nope. Keep going.
San Diego.
You only got 25
that's
more teams.
Chargers.
Chargers.
You're almost there. I'm so proud of you. You're gonna do
Raiders.
It.
Raiders.
No.
Rams.
Nope.
Seahawks.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
I forget. I don't know. Jets.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the
Jets.
New York Jets.
That's what I just said.
Yes.
You didn't even listen.
So exciting. What an epic game. Explosive. The offense. Wow.
They had a little bit of everything.
Wow. They played football. It was good.
Yeah.
Okay, the offense is garbage, but
still,
they got the job done. And the defense, wow, they played super inspired football. But for some reason, seeing the defense play the best game of the year pissed me off more than anything. Because all I could think was they were capable of doing that the first 8 games. Where was that?
Yeah.
Where was that passion in New Orleans? When they were just getting beat down. Not cool. But they did it. They got a win. They're 3-6 now. So congratulations. You pulled it out any way you could. 5-point victory. But it was really way more than that. They kind of gave up a garbage one at the end.
Yep.
But I was very proud, very happy. But still kind of eh at the same time. It's kind of like if you have a really horrible kid, but then like once in a while they'll mow the lawn. Like, yeah, you're still the same kid. It gets suspended every 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, without Jameis Winston and Mike Evans. No Mike Evans because of you, Jameis Winston. I'm okay with it. So who do we got this week? The Dolphins?
In Miami, this is that, quote, bye week we were supposed to have.
Yeah, thanks, Irma. I blame Irma for all this.
Do you?
Yeah. Knocked us off.
Yep.
Donkeys, huh?
Yeah, donkeys. I posted it. It's posted now. So you guys can see it, too.
There you go. Enjoy.
I'm just really bummed out.
Just really bummed out right
now.
I swear
to God.
Another donkey segue. Getting a lot of heat today. This Roy Moore. What is your opinion real
fast? Senator, dude?
Yeah, the Alabama judge, I guess he's running for senator. And now...
More accusations like they said he was messing with teen girls in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know more than that, so I can't say yay or nay.
I did a little bit of reading on it today. He looks pretty guilty.
Like, what the hell?
He looks pretty
guilty. I did some research. I looked at him, and I vote no.
Well, no, I mean, not just his face. His face looks guilty, but the stories and stuff. But here's the thing. On the other side of the coin, this is really, it's almost scary and disturbing at the same time. Now that we have this massive witch hunt going on for perverts right now, how many innocent people are going to
get burned at the stake?
Yes, exactly. You know what I mean?
No, like, I know.
Because all you got to do is accuse somebody.
And you destroy their life.
Yes.
Now, maybe their life should be destroyed.
But not. Let's say you've never done it. But then one,
sure, absolutely.
One person wants to ruin you and they go, hey, I know for a fact Anna bangs donkeys.
What?
Right? I'm saying, if somebody said
that. Bang donkeys.
I know you don't. But
maybe the donkey likes it.
My point
maybe
is.
Maybe the donkey initiated it.
My point is, if somebody wanted to ruin you, right? Like,
yeah.
Somebody got light that you have your own hour show from midnight to 1, and they're so mad. It's another radio personality that's on the beach right now, and they don't have a gig. And they're like, what? This bitch has been on radio for a year and a half. She got her own 5-day-a-week thing. What's it called? Stay woke.
This right? Accuser sounds like a transvestite.
Right?
Who is this? Are you trying to impersonate Jericho?
No. That's just, it's a made-up person. So
who's jealous is what I want to know.
My point is they get all mad, right? So they go, let's ruin her. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll ruin Anna. So then they go to the media and they have a donkey with them and they're like, this donkey's willing to testify that Anna did bad stuff to this donkey when it was 14 years old, right? Even though it's probably an adult donkey. And then all of a sudden you have to defend yourself and you're like, I didn't touch that donkey. I don't even know that donkey. What? You gotta get out of here. What a jackass. And then you have to now live with the stigma because half of society at least is going to go, wow, Anna, donkeys, gross.
You know I saw what I mean? That one coming.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not good. Yeah, I saw that one coming. Dude, I knew she was with donkeys when I first saw her.
Yo, I'm $20.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Roy Moore, this is going to be a long time coming. We're going to be talking about this guy for a while, I'm pretty sure. So Louis C.K. came out and admitted that all the accusations
Proof.
Were true. Did you read his whole statement?
No.
I did.
I heard about it.
I thought it was very well put, very well done.
He probably didn't write it. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he wrote it. You could tell it's his words. But he basically said, look, I used my power in the wrong way. He goes, at the time, I thought what I was doing wasn't harmful to people. But he goes, almost immediately afterwards, I knew that I was wrong. And I've been living with that guilt. You know, so
apparently he had apologized to some of these women.
Yeah. He's already done it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like through text or Facebook Messenger or something like
that.
Yeah. I read something like that.
Yeah. So, he even said that this isn't going to go away for a while and it, it's going to be a long time before you see me back. He's got like a few movie projects that are now
done.
Gone.
They're just canned.
And he feels horrible because all the people that worked on those movies
That
screwed them. So this is just beginning. We're going to see a lot more people being accused, a lot more people. I hope that some of the people that are really guilty do what Louis C.K. did and just admit it and just get it out of the way instead of fighting it. I'm sure if you've done really horrendous stuff, then it's harder to just admit it. What he did was the least.
It was misconduct. And, you know, I was actually listening to Bill Burr's podcast right before you got in today.
The Monday morning podcast?
Yeah, and he was talking about Louis C.K. and all that. And he was saying that we're putting all these people in, like, one category.
Right.
Whether it's, like, rape or misconduct or harassment or all these different things. And it's like you completely destroy their career. He's like, shouldn't the punishment match the crime? And, you know, I agree with him on that. And he was just saying all you have to do is accuse them.
That's what I said.
All you have to do is accuse them, and they're, you know, their life is done.
It's very scary because we are members of the media, and yeah, we're on nighttime radio, but we're still on 102.5 The Bone. We're still, you know, in a position that a lot of people would love to be in, and all it takes, it's just scary to think that somebody just has to accuse you of something.
And then you put everybody else who's associated with them in danger.
Yeah.
Like his agent abandoned him and all these other people started abandoning him.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
And so you get blamed by association. So it just becomes a big mess. And that doesn't mean they shouldn't be accused if they are, you know, guilty of whatever they've done.
I'm just afraid every time I hug somebody now, I'm going to have to, like, right when I get done, go, I didn't grab her boobies. Everybody looking at me. Everybody good? How old are you? I need your ID before I talk to you. I don't even know what to do. It's just scary.
Yeah.
So.
And then Bill Burr was talking about all the times that he's been harassed by women after his comedy shows.
Of course.
Like, these gross, like, cougars that come up to him.
Yeah.
And, like, he said one time someone licked his face.
Oh, that's happened to me.
And he freaked out.
Yeah. No, that's happened to me. That's seriously.
Yeah.
And I do a joke about how really fat people always want to bang really fat people. I do this. I do a whole bit about it on stage. I've done it for a few years now, and I've changed the joke over the years, and it's different variations of the same premise.
Sure.
But it's from a real place, because no matter how fat I've been, there's somebody of equal ginormacy that wants to get with me, and I'm like, all right, I don't think this is really logistically sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is good. Like, maybe you should get a smaller person or I get a smaller person, because what we're about to do is going to look like two couches are attacking each other. It's not, I don't want to do this, you know, but there's, come on, Johnny. And then, yeah, they just force themselves on you almost. It's gross. You have to, like, stick a Cuban sandwich in her mouth just to get to the car. Yeah, I've had that kind of pressure on me before.
I would like to hear more about your the advances that women have put on you throughout the years.
I'm just saying. We'll talk about it tonight.
Okay.